Welcome back to the program. Hey, are you one of these individuals that kind of likes to haggle over the prices of stuff? You always feel like, well, you know, I think I could get a better deal if I just kind of negotiate a little bit. If you're one of those, well, listen to this. If you're not, you know, go make yourself a cup of coffee and come back in a couple of minutes. There are 14 things that I have found financial advisors and, you know, life hackers and all these kind of, the 14 things that they suggest that we should always negotiate the price on. Some of them are kind of surprising. Some of them, I don't know if I agree. Satellite and cable service is one of the things that they say. You can always seem to be able to get deals on the premium packages like the movies, the NFL Sunday ticket, those kind of things. And you can also get equipment fees waived. Sometimes they'll also let you in on unadvertised promotions. Now, the only thing that I've ever had a problem with is DirecTV gave me the NFL Sunday ticket as a thank you for being with them for, I don't know, 7,000 years. I said, no, thank you. I didn't want it. And I waived it. It had an automatic renewal on it. And so the following year, I started getting a bill. My bill went up quite a bit. I called them and said, hey, I want this. Well, you ordered it. No, didn't order. There was a huge fight. Huge fight. Yes, I ended up winning. Real estate commissions. Realtors are under pressure from online companies that also help you sell your house. You can usually get them to come down a percentage point or so, especially if you agree to buy your own house with them, your new house with them as well. So trying to negotiate on real estate fees. Healthcare. Providers hate doing the insurance paperwork. I disagree with that kind of logic. They have people that are hired to specifically do the paperwork. I don't think they hate it. Sometimes they'll cut you a deal if you pay cash. Yes, they will, but it's not because they hate doing the work. Sometimes, however, if you tell your healthcare provider that you're paying cash, you'll end up paying more than the insurance price. Jewelry. The retail markup on jewelry is about 100 to 300%, and you can save big if you negotiate a little bit. And now this one I completely never thought of. They say college tuition can be negotiated if you send more than one child to the same school. Sometimes you get a discount. Interesting. Never thought of that at all. Furniture. Now, this I've done. Negotiate on the price of furniture. At the very least, you should get them to give you free delivery. Sometimes you can get a lower price as well. Musical instruments. Yes, I've done this too. The chain stores like Guitar Center and so forth don't do it quite as often, but local stores will almost always come down some. Never thought of this one either. Gym memberships. There's a lot of competition and terms are different from one membership to the next. So you can get them to give you a special deal sometimes if you haggle. They also say cruise tickets. Now I've got a friend of mine that goes on a lot of cruises. And they say if you wait till the last minute, you can score big on whatever is not booked. But sometimes you have to make the understanding that you're not going to be on the Lido deck with Julie and your cruise director. You're going to be below decks, and sometimes that means an inside cabin. If you don't mind, you got a great deal. Hey, the boat, every cabin on the boat goes to the same location, right? Also, they say you can negotiate credit card rates. Now, this I know for a fact. People with good credit get a lot of offers. And so it's easy to play one company against each other. I've done that. Mattresses. Now, except for the Tempur-Pedic, most brands have huge retail markups, according to the experts that are trying to get us to do things. Tires. Shop around and ask your store to beat the best price. Ask them to get the stems, mounting balances, and other extras thrown in, no charge. Say, listen, I tell you what, I'll buy the tires from you, but can you throw in all the blah, 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 blah? Sometimes they will, sometimes you won't. The thing of it is, you don't know unless you ask, and there's no harm in asking. Some of the other things that they say, try and negotiate on your rent, especially if you're renewing a lease and you start negotiating a few months in advance. You can get a much better deal than just waiting for that letter in the mail. Now, I don't know. Can you? I have never in my life negotiated the rent down. Never. I've never thought of it.
I have once.
Really?
Yes.
But was it because the place was bad?
No.
There's like a head found in your laundry basket or something?
Because where I lived, a new group of townhouses were just being built across the street.
Okay, a little competition.
These were townhouses that were intended for sale.
Right.
The developer who built them, I knew, could not sell all of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, we just built 20 townhouses. Only 8 of them are sold, and the developer is saying, I'm going to rent out the rest of these townhouses until I can sell the rest of them. And I told my landlord, you know, you're not getting an increase when there's a cut rate thing for brand new property across the street. And the landlord gave me a break.
Very nice. Very nice. Back taxes also. Now, this, I have helped clients, I can't tell you how many times, reduce their tax liabilities. You can make a settlement deal under the right circumstances. Basically, you have to make the IRS believe they'll never get the full amount back. This advice is not, don't do that. I'll tell you this much. I have dealt with the IRS for clients several times.
You'll want a negotiator on your behalf
if
you're dealing with the IRS.
It is not a good idea to take a strong and aggressive stance against the IRS. If you tick off the IRS agent, and this is a sad state of affairs, but if you tick off the IRS agent, they have the authority, they have the power to say, no, you are going to pay everything that we say you owe, and you're going to pay the penalties, and we want it now.
Yes.
And they also have the resources to enforce that.
They want you fully cowed. They want you in that position that the government likes all of its citizens in.
IRS, TSA agent, does it really make a difference? It's still the blue glove of love. So the issue is, when you're dealing with the IRS, and when you're dealing with almost any bill that you owe, be polite, be respectful, and plead your case. Now, a lot of times, yes, the IRS will negotiate down what you owe. A lot of debtors will. Credit cards and unsecured debt, things where there's no collateral. A lot of them will negotiate down your debt, but not when you come off like a jerk. Not when you come off aggressive. I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to take this much money, and you're going to like it. The IRS will just smile at you and go, really? You ever heard of the word levy? You ever heard of the word garnishment? We have, and we've got very nasty lawyers that really love to go after what you say you're not going to pay. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. A few life lessons just for you.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.